Sport on RTE Radio 1.
More coffee for you this morning, Darren, after an early morning.
Mary, did you stay up to watch the golf?
I did not.
Och, I'm disappointed.
I did
Very
not.
Very disappointed.
No Irish in it at the end,
well,
so, you know.
The one thing I would say is you didn't miss much because it was very straightforward in
no,
the
I'm
end.
I'm really glad I didn't stay up.
I didn't quite stay up till the bitter end, but it was a bit of a foregone conclusion. I think Scottie Scheffler, particularly the last four or five holes, won the Masters for the second time in 3 years, finished four clear of the field after a final round of 68, so he ends the end of the event on 11 under par. The world number one took the honours ahead of young Ludvig Åberg. He was actually having his major debut. What a wonderful performance from the Swede there. Rory McIlroy and Shane Lowry well down the field, as Mary said there, and out of contention, unfortunately. Let's hear how it all played out with Greg Allen.
Not since the days of Peak Tiger Woods has there been such an overwhelming favourite for the Masters. And not since Peak Tiger has there been such an emphatic, dominant display around Augusta by a world number one. Scottie Scheffler may not have the charisma of Woods, nor the volume of fist pumps for that matter, but that's kind of his special power. He doesn't need theatrical expression to keep the fire within burning. Yesterday he carried a one-shot lead into the final round, and after a bogey on the seventh, his response was to birdie the next three holes to regain the lead. After another setback, dropping a shot on the tough par 4 11th, Scheffler's response was three birdies in the next five holes. To give him a four-shot cushion, he'd take down the 18th, where a chip and putt par for a closing 68 gave him a four-shot victory on 11-under over Masters debutant Ludvig Åberg of Sweden, who shot a 69 to claim outright second place on 7-under in his first ever major championship. A somewhat flat Rory McIlroy shot a final round 73 to finish tied 22nd on 4 over par, with Shane Lowry closing with a 74 to finish on 8 over.
Yeah, Greg Allen there. And after his final round, Greg spoke to Shane Lowry.
Shane, the feelings that you have walking away from this particular Masters, what are they?
I'm probably more disappointed the last 2 years standing here talking to you than I am this year, and I finished in a much worse position. And I suppose you kind of take it, you know, I took it on the chin over the last sort of day and a half that I wasn't going to contend this year, and I was just doing my best to finish as high up the leaderboard as I could. And you know, for me this week, 8 over par was as best as I could do. I felt like, you know, things went against me early on today. I felt like I didn't play badly. I just kept leaving myself 8 feet for par, and I kept missing them. And then you know, I felt like for the last 10 holes I played really nice golf, and you know, it was nice to take that kind of and go into next week.
There's a long summer of three more majors to go,
yeah.
And there's Hilton Head next week, where you've played great over the years. You came into this with a lot of form. How are you exiting it in that regard?
Yeah, I still feel pretty good. Like, I feel like my game is, you know, obviously you're out there and you're over par for the day and it's hard to take, but when you kind of take a step back and look at the shots I'm hitting, it's a bounce here or there for gaining a bit of momentum and maybe going on to shoot a half decent score. But yeah, I feel like my game is still pretty good, and I'm, you know, excited for the next few months.
Yeah, Shane there. We'll hear from Rory in the next hour. Busy day in the championship yesterday. Dublin, Kildare and Louth, they've all progressed to the semi-finals of the Leinster Football Championship. Meath put it up to Dublin, but the champions just really cut loose, particularly in the second half, and they'll meet Offaly next. Kildare scored a late point to beat Wicklow by a point, and Louth await them. Louth eventually came good against Wexford. I was actually in Port Leisha for that double header yesterday. And, full credit to Louth and Kildare who've got through, but you have to say you really feel sorry for Wicklow and Wexford. Just two brilliant performances, just not good enough on the day. Armagh got the better for Mana in Ulster. Now let's hear from Colm O'Rourke, the Meath manager, and very strong stuff to say in reflection from their 16-point hammering to Dublin in the Leinster Championship. He's labelled that province a bit of a shambles, and he says he wasn't blaming Dublin. He says it's up to teams like Meath just to get better. He did his best to take some positives from that when he spoke to Siobhan Madigan.
It was a bit like being run over like a juggernaut in the end. The last 50 minutes got very nasty from our point of view. Up to that, we had been reasonably competitive and we had a good first half. And then, I suppose, the experience and know-how and sheer fitness and physique of the Dubs sort of took over the game. But from our point of view, we look at the positives. We have a young team with half a dozen only playing either their second or third Leinster Championship match. So the experience of bad days like this hopefully will drive them on to better things. Our lads will learn from the experience. They're good lads, they're ambitious, and they want to get to a higher level. So I think they will in time.
What's the learning points that you take out of it in this very immediate aftermath?
Well, I suppose the main thing is that we can't win games scoring what we did today, and it was a team of the league matches that we get around 12 points and we couldn't get beyond that. We did it against Longford last week, but against tougher opposition we have struggled for scores, and that's one of the things we'll have to work hard on.
It leaves you now in limbo for a couple of weeks before the All-Ireland series starts though.
It does. We have about 5 or 6 weeks before we have competitive action again. So again, we had a chance to go away, dust ourselves down, put in a bit of hard work, which the lads are willing to do. And we'll be better by the time the rounds of four start.
Now in the Camogie, Tipperary are the very Division 1 champions. They had a 1-point win against Galway. They won at 113 to 15 points. Both Liverpool and Arsenal suffered defeats in the Premier League yesterday, and that's really handed the advantage to Manchester City in the title race. Liverpool lost 1-0 to Crystal Palace. Arsenal went down 2-0 to Aston Villa. Elsewhere, Fulham 2-0 winners against West Ham. In Scotland, Rangers slipped up, losing 3-2 to Ross County. Connacht have crashed out of the Challenge Cup. They lost to Benetton 39-24. In the basketball, Griffith College Aina won their very first InsureMyVan.ie Super League. They had a 93-61 win against Colestor. The Colestor women made it a league and cup double. They beat Waterford Wildcats 75-50. They lift the Misquote.ie Champions Trophy. Michelle Clark is their captain, and she's been speaking to Gary Moran.
I mean, we couldn't have picked a better start to have today. We've kind of built on it week by week, month by month. We were disappointed not to get through to the cup final and take that home, but I think our bounce back really showed the resilience in this team, and we're just so proud.
You have experience. Do you think the success of this season will keep you all together for next season?
Fingers crossed. Our professionals normally change. We don't know what kind of next year holds, but the core group we hope to keep together. It's a special group. We get along so well. We back each other, and it's really enjoyable to be a part of. So it'd be such a shame not to stay together.
And that is all your sport for now.